Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
Honestly, you know what these teams and you know what these players need? They need to read the Love Languages book, Junior. And I got to ask you that, actually. It's Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. If you're watching ESPN Plus, that looks like my city, Los Angeles. It's Janae Ogumike of the LA Sparks, Mike Golic Jr. of ESPN, formerly of Notre Dame. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. And you see there, that's Staples. That's where your girl will be playing very, very soon. We're about 9 days away from the start of the WNBA season. But this ain't about me right now. I'm off the clock with practice and all that type of stuff. But there are big things happening in the world of sports. So, of course, we'll get to Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook and how great they're playing as of late, how they're primed to literally play in the play-in, which a lot of people are actually not looking forward to if you're talking about the top of the top. That's in about 10 minutes. We've also got, in about 30 minutes, our big board. Junior, you're going to have to explain this one.
Yeah, so we have decided, because coming off the draft this weekend, we mentioned I spent a lot of time covering the draft with our ESPN Digital. It's great. But once I was done, I got to be done. Todd McShay does not get to be done. Every year, for some reason, we make this man the week after the draft trot out here with his way too early 2022 mock 1.0. And it feels wrong to do. And so we thought we'd shift this in a different direction and put up our big board. Since we've gotten the NFL players out of the way, we'll go our big board, the top. We'll go top 10. I've got a full top 25 if we need it. But our top 10 big board for things left in 2021. Things we're looking forward to, things we expect to happen. So that big board is getting unveiled in about 30 minutes. Don't want
to
miss it.
And we'll also get to like the worst alcoholic drinks we've ever experienced as adults. And so the answers have been amazing. We might even have a Miss Chris sighting. So I'm so excited for that. But first and foremost, you started this conversation today a lot about, I think you said failure to communicate yesterday, Junior. And you're seeing the ripple effects of a lot of teams, organizations, just not being on the same page. And that's why I wanted to ask you, Junior, why didn't everyone just read the Love Languages book? What is your love language?
It makes no sense why they would willingly ignore all this great advice. Like, for anyone that's not familiar, there's a book, I believe it's The Five Love Languages, to find out how you best receive love from other people, your communication styles. I happen to be physical touch and quality time. Those are the things that matter a lot to me. I like to spend time with my people. What about you, Janae?
Okay, so the ones out there, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, and receiving gifts. I feel like I'm a quality time girl. I kind of like receiving gifts too. And I think that's it. I think I'm quality time and receiving gifts. And we can get to the nitty gritty. I want to know what everyone else is. I'm like curious about our producer, Shannon, Cliff, everybody in the crew.
It's important because we all want to learn how to best work with each other, right? Because if I know the best ways to possibly talk to and reach you and you me, then we can all have a much better show around here.
Exactly. And I feel like the sports world needs that right now more than ever because the NBA is dealing with situations with play-in and how they communicate that. But it really starts with the NFL. And so communication totally matters. And it's been fascinating, especially through the lens of Aaron Rodgers and the situation he's dealing now, saying he does not want to return, told people in the organization, to the Green Bay Packers, and even Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers and where he stands now. Now, the 49ers quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. And as Christine Lisi said in the SportsCenter update, this was the first time he talked about his position after the 49ers took, with the third pick overall, Trey Lance. And so Jimmy sort of articulated what the experience was like from his side.
Well, the communication has been good. There really hasn't been anything unsaid. Everything has been put on the table. And, it's kind of one of those situations, I'm just happy to have the opportunity to play football. At the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. That's what I signed up for. And, as long as I have the opportunity to go out there, win some games, and play good football, I mean, that's all you could ask for at the end of the day. All you really need is an opportunity. I mean, if you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Totally, totally, totally sounded like the quarterback that was behind Tom Brady for a long time waiting for his opportunity. Jimmy Garoppolo, 49ers quarterback, with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin earlier today. And Junior, I guess this sort of begs the bigger question, because clearly there was communication and at least an understanding or even a maturity on Jimmy Garoppolo's side, understanding the situation that they were in, being aggressive to get a quarterback. And so it sort of seemed like they were all on the same page. But do you still think that NFL team should, use that as a standard, or are they allowed to just sort of move as they see fit?
Janae, I think it changes in every case what a player is. Owed feels like the wrong word, but I think in some senses it works, because Jimmy Garoppolo is one example. I think we've got three that kind of illustrate this. Because Jimmy Garoppolo just talked there on KJZ. He sounded like a guy who understands his place in the NFL pecking order. And they still had the courtesy, Chiney, to tell him. He said, nothing was left unsaid. I knew what the situation was going into the draft. That's why you saw him and heard about him being a great teammate, being in virtual meetings. We had the report yesterday from Courtney Cronin, our great ESPN Vikings reporter, talking about how if Justin Fields had fallen to 14, the Vikings had made it clear to Kirk Cousins and everyone else in the building they might have taken him. And instead, they still draft a quarterback in Kellen Mond out of Texas A&M in the third round. But again, they communicated that with him. Kirk Cousins has been there since 2018. Now, he has paid a couple of very nice, fully guaranteed contracts, so there's an investment, Chiney, but you get where I'm going, because then we get to Aaron Rodgers. A quarterback who is a surefire Hall of Famer, who's got multiple MVPs for you, Super Bowl, has been an other all-worldly, everything you could have ever wanted out of a first-round pick, he has given you. You've got the bedrock of that relationship, and he's the one of the three that didn't get the heads up from his team about their plans to draft a quarterback next year. Like, Chiney, if we can do this job a good long time together, and even in the time that we've done this job together, the one thing I've always appreciated about you above everything else is that whenever something's going to happen, I'm always hearing it from you first. We're giving each other the heads up because that's what teammates do. We've only been doing this a short time. Imagine if you're Aaron Rodgers walking into that building where you got brought in here as a first rounder and you've been here for years through multiple regimes and this is the news they want to surprise you with. How do we expect them to feel?
Some type of way. Some type of way. And that's why we are where we are today. And Junior, that's a first of all, yeah, that's how we roll. We are a unit, okay? I'm going to call you first. And by the way, for everyone listening on ESPN Radio, Junior's usually the one talking me off a ledge. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He's like, Chiney, chill out. And you know me, I'm always like, I can go gangster. Let's go. You know, but
like I said, no, Chiney is always ready to roll here. That's what, listen, we got balance, different love languages, but it works because we communicate.
And speaking of which, Junior, if you could give one thing to the Green Bay Packers, what would it be? Words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, or receiving gifts?
Ooh, I see. I think this is a words of affirmation spot, like where you want to hear and told how much you matter to them. You want things directly communicated in that way. And I think that's the one, Chiney, because so many people are focused on gift giving in this spot. Draft Aaron Rodgers these weapons. Do this and do that. I have a feeling the picture looks a lot less dire if you'd done that a little bit, but more than anything, if you just communicated what you were thinking instead of blindsiding this dude with a pick. The gifts will help, but I think we kind of fall somewhere in the middle on roasting this roster, saying he needs more weapons, all this stuff. Yeah, it would be great, but just knowing where we are together, that communication probably be better.
Okay, Cliff, you're on the clock. What's your love language? We have to know.
The streets want to know. Wait, what's the options again? Yo, I forget that.
Words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, and receiving gifts.
Let me get receiving gifts and quality time.
Type yours in.
Hold up.
Receiving gifts and quality time here. That is not surprising considering how often Cliff has gone fishing for gifts from Chiney Agumake, so that makes an overwhelming amount of sense here. Matt Lack, you're with us today here. As you've heard any of these love languages here, what sticks out most? We want to get to know our teammates better around here so we don't Aaron Rodgers you.
Oh, I really appreciate that, guys. My first love language would be hockey, but besides that, I would have to say what Cliff said. He said gifts, and what was the second one?
Quality time.
Quality time.
Because there's no better quality time than when I'm in here with you guys, so I have to go quality time.
See, oh, wow.
Spoken like a real teammate in there. For anyone that's been around the show for a long time, you've seen Cliff, you've seen Matlack, you've seen them coming together, the unity, the Plaid brothers in arms here, making it work, Chiney. So,
Shannon, you're on the clock. Let's go.
Like I say, we've been waiting for your answers here, Shannon. We're trying to get to know our teammates better. We want to communicate, unlike Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. What do we got here, Shannon?
Let's see, as the only member of the show unit that's currently married, I would say I would go with whichever one she wants. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Well, yes, honey. Yes, dear. Absolutely. Sure, whatever it is you like. Yeah, of course I want to go. Yeah, absolutely. That dress looks great. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, turkey bacon? Nah, I can't go there. But anywhere else, I'll go where you want to go.
That's a big, I will do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Shannon's all of the above energy.
He is. Oh, I don't know why we needed to get marriage shamed right there, Chiney.
Right, like, I know. I just, like, he came off the bat with, like, oh, I'm the only one married here. Like, well, dang, like, it just exposes, like.
I was going to say, we don't need to be put, like, all right, listen, I go to Thanksgiving for that kind of energy. I don't need it here at work, right?
I'm happily single, and I'm available for the streets this whole summer, so I'm good.
Yes, I'm going to say, we want to make abundantly clear public service announcement as we are now two vax shots deep that we are ready. The streets, when you are calling, We're here to pick up the phone.
Well, I'm just married to the streets this summer. How about that? I'm marrying the streets.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
We will get to...
Do you like a gift?
The love language of the streets is a topic of conversation for a later point in the show because we're about 15 minutes away. Will the streets be on our big board of the things left to look forward to in the year 2021 and beyond? We'll try and figure that out. By the way, speaking of Packers news, Packers great Leroy Butler is going to join Spain and Fitz tonight at 8:30 Eastern. So you're not going to want to miss that on ESPN Radio. But coming up next, is Steph Curry actually doing his best Russell Westbrook impression? We'll explain next. You're on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Excited. We've got a very, very special guest that's joined us pretty early, and I'm loving it. It's Janae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., and T Scales in the building, y'all. Trevor Scales joining us early.
Yeah.
This is next gen ESPN right here because I feel like we started, like for me and Trevor, it was like PD41, one of those like small little, you know, control rooms.
The
back
closet,
in building four.
Got it
we
out of the mud.
Closet. now this man all up on Sports Nation doing his thing. Hey. I love seeing what you guys do on college football with the analysis, big picture here. But glad, oh my gosh, your hair.
I
haven't seen you in a minute.
Oh, Janae, like this is what I spent. So Trevor was part of the draft show on ESPN Digital with me, Jason Fitz, Ashley Brewer, the whole crew over there. And I had to stare like, me, my bald, you know what, looking at Trevor with these illustrious curls right now.
Listen, it's been juices and berries and just like good vitamins. I've been all right, man. We've been all right with quarantine.
Melanin is popping too, bro. Like, you look summer ready.
I'm so ready. Y'all have no idea. No, we're going to get to that countdown in a little bit, but yeah, no, I'm ready for it.
I was going to say, because Trevor is here to help us out, because Trevor, you guys do such a great job at Sports Nation covering it all. We
Salute.
See you guys get everything down there, and so we thought we'd bring in an expert to help us in about 10 minutes as we get to our list, our big board now that we're done with the draft for what's left coming up in 2021.
We
need a lot of help on that front here on Janae and Golic Jr. So Trevor Scales, host of Sports Nation, going to help us out with all that. But in the meantime, we figured we got our friends around here and we get to like see our friends in person again. We might as well. First and foremost, Trevor, carrying over from a conversation we just had before we get to Steph Curry, the play-in tournament, the teams we actually need to be afraid of. Have you heard of the five love languages, that
yes,
book?
Yes, very familiar with it. Yep.
Do you know your two love languages?
We got to put the context. This man is off the market. The streets do not belong to him anymore.
One of my favorite things
about pandemic is that he was like, I locked it down in pandemic.
Thank you.
Like, I'm set up for life in pandemic.
Congratulations to you
and your beautiful fiance.
Very much so obliged.
Now you can definitely lecture us. What is your love language?
No, okay. So it's not a lecture, right? Like, this is coming from a place of personal
we're single,
experience.
So we're
your boy has done the dating thing, and I think we got a hand. Handle on it. I know I am a words of affirmation and what is it? Gestures of kindness, like
acts of service.
Acts of service. That's like those are the two big things. Not a big gifts guy. Personal touch is fine, but dog, I've been in a long distance relationship for 3 years, so like I kind of had to abandon that idea.
Fair point.
But yeah, I think those two go a long way for your boy.
I see. That's important. We've been talking about relationships, Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers, and how they just need to better understand how to communicate with each other.
Yeah, and I think like Green Bay could offer some words of affirmation every now and again to Aaron Rodgers. I know from the outside, Aaron gets plenty, and rightfully so, right? Like, it is all love for Aaron Rodgers the moment you bring him up in the discussion when it comes to the greatest quarterbacks in the league. But it feels as though, even if not by direct condemnation, they don't necessarily affirm him in the way that you would want a star quarterback to be affirmed, especially with the drafting of Jordan Love. You can point right to that. The lack of receiver drafting that they did for so long. And the most recent turn in how just this draft unfolded. It was just very clear that, like, none of this is for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to operate an organization, and you can get with it or get lost.
So that side did not work. Trevor Scales joining us here on Janae and Golic Jr. ahead of time. I'm so excited for our big board in a few minutes. But, you know, that side with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers clearly did not work with the words of affirmation. But listen to this. Okay, let's switch it over to the NBA because Steph Curry just dropped 41 versus the Pelicans. And what his teammate, Draymond Green, was all love. He said, anytime you step on the floor with Steph Curry, there's an advantage there. So teams are terrified of him. And everywhere he runs on the floor, with or without the ball, teams are terrified. That type of gravity, he pulls a lot of weight. I wouldn't want to see a team with Steph Curry on it. And so clearly there's love going on here. And we're really excited because Steph you know, Ramona Shelburne put out the article, pretty much with his heroics kept the regular season afloat. So, Trevor, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on the play-in, how Draymond and Steph are in position to sort of make some noise?
So I think you are right to be afraid of Stephen Curry. You are right to be afraid of him.
Him.
There's no reason to be afraid of the Warriors. I think we've essentially like said that their season is a wrap. It's great for Steph. We had fun with the whole idea of him potentially being an MVP, even though that needed to stop.
Oh, you
quick,
mean
fast and
incoming MVP.
We just got to alert people anytime that's about to come up here. We want to make sure they're fully prepared for it. But you're right, because that's usually the direction this ship veers when Steph Curry enters the chat.
Absolutely, right? And it was so unnecessary. We knew what the deal was. We should have just enjoyed the ride for what it was, recognized the fact that it was the best that we had seen him, even beyond the unanimous MVP season, and say, cool, hey, good for you, Steph. I think we got something to build on going forward. Yes, Draymond, everybody should be scared of Steph. Nobody should be scared of Golden State. Beyond that, the play-in, I think it's been said time and time again, ain't nobody mad at the play-in until they're involved with the play-in. Right? Like, yes. It's just, I think it's a wonderful concept at large. But we don't like the idea of LeBron getting knocked out of two games or another worthy team of potential championship medal getting knocked out entirely too early. But, like, game is the game. You should probably be above that 7 seed.
That seems to be the idea, and I've said, I think, I likened it to Doctor Strange in the Avengers movie. You can look through all 14,605 outcomes and find one where you beat Thanos. Find one where you take out the Lakers and take out the Celtics in the first round. But I think just as many times, if not more, you could have a brand name team like that on the verge. You could have the Golden State Warriors this year, who now all of a sudden get a retrieval. They get a chance. They get an opportunity to get in where they wouldn't have before. So it's going to balance the scales in a way that probably evens out all of this conversation shenanigans.
It's going to what?
It's going to balance the scales, which now now it seems like you got
to
lead the league in like potentially kitschy segment ideas,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you, like it is alarming the amount of puns that have been made with my last name, and your boy's not here for any of them. I'm typically, hey, keep those away from me, dog. Yeah, like,
it's you and Field Yates seem like you have the most potential for any of that conversation possible.
Oh, without question, man. We've been doing all kinds of stuff. We've tried to bastardize my name entirely too many times on Sports Nation itself. To the point where I'm like, hey, guys, we good. I don't even need a segment. Like, I'm just here for the ride. Like, don't even worry about me.
We don't need to balance the scales. No. We don't need to tip them. We
scales
don't need to
of justice. Get them up out of the paint.
Oh,
like,
wow.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toka, you really have been through the ringer on this.
Buddy. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? We're not going to do that to you here.
Thank you.
Trevor Scales, kind enough to join us, host of Sports Nation, him, Ashley Brewer, Taylor Twellman. They do a great job each and every evening for you around there. But coming up next, let's go away from puns and towards the big board. We've been talking about this all day. Our staff painstakingly put together a list of things that we are most excited for the remainder of 2021. Now that we're through the draft, we got to look forward at what's to come and decide what should be number one on the big board. We'll have Trev grade our picks next here. Chenan Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Our squad is deep and rolling. We've got news from Trevor Scales City, Atlanta, Hotlanta, that rocks WNBA Twitter.
No, we don't say Hotlanta. We do not say Hotlanta. I'm going to stop you right there.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm from the Heat, and I'm from the South. So I always say, like, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, like, you know what I mean? We hot, so I always lean towards the hot. But I know y'all very sensitive out there based
sensitive.
On how things
that's
have been.
Just, that's wild.
Y'all seem pretty sensitive to me. Chenan Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. I'm saying Atlanta. That's probably better. I know how to say Atlanta.
I got schooled up by L. Duncan, our
there
great sports center anchor, that
it's
if you're pronouncing Atlanta right, there are no T's.
Exactly. Atlanta.
Exactly. You're rolling right
through. Yeah, okay,
Atlanta.
So I won't say Hotlanta, but I just, whatever. Atlanta. We got news. We got news regarding their city and their WNBA team that caught a lot of people off guard, but was a power move. We'll talk about that in 10 minutes as we keep that same energy. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Myself, Chinee Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., Trevor Scales from Atlanta out here. And at this moment, we've been waiting for this. It's been like almost a year in the making. We started the show on August 17th, knowing that hopefully we see the light at the end of the tunnel. And guess what? We belong to the streets. The floor is yours, Junior.
We belong to the streets indeed, Chinee. And as we look forward toward that moment, because I mentioned myself, Trevor Scales, the rest of the Sports Nation crew, Ashley Brewer, Jason Fitz, we had a great group of people on the NFL draft. And we watched the big board tick off names all weekend. And then it was over. And we decided here on this show, all right, we're going to help everyone out. We want to look forward again. We want to predict, not quite like Todd McShay, who's got to do the way too early 2022 mock draft. No, thank you. But what's the rest of 2021 look like? What do we have to look forward to? So, Cliff, can you hit the music?
Hey.
Yep.
Hey.
Rumbling, stumbling
Let's
now.
Go.
The former Harvard running back, Trevor Scales, getting ready to move when he hears the NFL
Nation,
and films music.
You know what it is.
Really is nerdy around the show. But that's not what we need you for right now, Trevor. We brought in your Sports Nation expertise because we have our way too early big board for the rest of 2021.
I'm with it.
I want to run. We've got a top 10 for you guys. I want to run 10 through 6 by you.
Cool.
And get the temperature of the room before okay. we get to 5 through 1. You guys ready?
Cool.
We ready.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number 10. 5-inch seam shorts. Skies out, thighs out for the summer here. We're letting the legs loose for the ladies and everyone involved.
Okay.
Fellas, this is our time to shine.
Okay.
Number 9, Space Jam 2. The second coming there, we get LeBron James' take on a classic. Number 8, the Knicks win the battle for New York over the Brooklyn Nets. Controversial one, but we'll keep it moving. Number 7, we have got Black Widow and Loki. The Marvel comic book universe releases for this summer. Black Widow, the movie expected. Loki, the MCU Disney Plus TV show.
Yep.
And number 6, Aaron Rodgers getting traded to the Denver Broncos.
Oh, turn me up on that last one. So that's beautiful, right? But I want to revisit top of that list.
Yep.
Number 10, 5-inch inseam shorts.
Yes.
I got a couple pairs. I got a couple of them just arrived today.
Ooh.
Of the 6-inch Nike boys,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, yeah.
Coral and like mint green.
I love it.
For it. Just make sure you are not ashy.
Hey,
right? Like, I think
that's it.
It's good.
Yeah, you got lotion?
Yeah.
You got lotion? Okay, good. Then you straight. Junior,
already.
I don't know if that problem applies to you.
It does not. No, I have to make sure that I hit a few more leg days.
You got that cocoa butter? I can send you some cocoa butter, bro.
I do. Listen, there's one thing. Being in a locker room for a long time, I got a strong affinity for cocoa butter.
There
that smell will carry you to a different
place. Trevor's wild and crazy for this. The number one thing is Space Jam 2. You know why?
Okay.
You know who you're going to see in there?
That's fair. That's fair.
Africa!
Yeah. That's on me.
Nemkadi! Ogumike! All right, that's it.
That is very true. Shout out to the family that you will be seeing in the upcoming Space Jam movie. So we're comfortable with 6 through 10. We'll give you the also
like
rans
that.
Later on, but I want to give you guys 5-1. Cliff?
Okay. Number 5.
Number 5 is a tradition unlike any other. As we get towards this NBA season with the Lakers struggling a bit, I think number 5 is going to be LeBron reminding us that he's a father and that this is, quote, bigger than basketball.
What about the idea of like Zero Dark 30 too, right? Like the Twitter and social media hiatus, right? Like, is that encompassed in this whole deal? Because how is he to let us know it's bigger than basketball without the...
You know what? That deserves consideration, Chinee. I would say usually we see this pop up in post-game media when he's frustrated when the team's not performing well.
Nah, you're going to hear him talk about how hard his experience has been coming back from injury.
Yep.
Like, this is going to set him up for his heroics, what we'll see in the postseason.
Fair enough.
He has,
ain't nothing new to this.
He has started that already, by the way, saying, I don't know if I'll ever be back to
100%.
Yep. That part.
You can see
part.
It building towards this moment. Number 4.
Number 4.
We got the Song of the Summer Olympics coming up, and we originally had Drake, Travis Scott, but we saw J. Cole today announce that he's got a project coming out here very soon. So any of these as candidates for Song of the Summer, to me, has got to be a big next step in all of this. Chinee,
look,
where are we
this.
At here?
I mean, I look at this, and I'm like, we've got from, you know, caramel to dark chocolate, which means we've got all the vibes.
Here for that, but we are not going to skip over Lil Durk, Lil Baby also as well. But also, I heard a song today. I was in leg day today, by the way, Gola Jr.
Ooh, get
Baby King, Travis Scott, Durag Activity. That is the mentality, even though I got the curls flowing right about now. Durag Activity is the tempo that we have established for this upcoming summer.
I mean, we all know that Meg Thee Stallion sets the tone, Hot Girl Summer.
Touché.
Like, it even was trying to be hijacked by Chet Hanks, Michael Jr. Aren't there a lot of... No, keep going. Let me not do it.
Hit
to you.
Number 3 before I get melanin.
Number 3.
Before I get melanin shamed any further on this show, it always devolves to that. But this one, I feel like we can all appreciate.
I saw you in that video.
Oh my God, I can't stand you. Number 3, daps and hugs. I feel like after a long pandemic year, one of my favorite pastimes returning to the locker room after a long hiatus was the strongest daps known to planet Earth, getting to hug your friends and family. This feels like a no-brainer, Trev.
Yeah, a whole bunch of the one slap right into the hugs. Like, we not even doing the full-on dap, like, into it.
Yep.
In full embrace. I need it all. I need all the love I can get at that point.
You're going to get the whole, hey, you see him from across the room, like, hey, what's good? Oh, start dancing. You know what I mean? It's not going to be the dap. The dap is going to be the final part. It's going to be the build up, the catwalk. You know what I mean? Yo. Trevor Scales walked into ESPN Radio's like, my brother. Like, it's going to be all of that leading into the dap.
It is the short, choppy steps leading up to it. It's every bit of the build up to that moment. Speaking of the moment, though, number two, our favorite.
Number two.
This is my biggest prediction for the upcoming year. Chinea Gumake, who has been Chef Curry with the shot in the kitchen, working all offseason, Chinea Gumake is going to hit more threes in this upcoming WNBA season than Ben Simmons has hit in his entire Philadelphia career.
Preach! Yes. In one game, bro. Yeah, like, game one.
Based off personality alone, I know shooter shoot. Chinea about to go out here and light that mug up, and I'm excited to see it.
Let me tell you, this is consistent within my personality both on and off the court. I'm going to shoot my shot.
She's ready to go. No doubt. I feel
it's
so confident.
I'm going to shoot my shot.
Speaking of shooting your shot, let's get to number one on this list.
Number one.
Because, guys, this summer, we all belong to the streets. They are calling. If you're watching on ESPN Plus, and I am always ready to pick up right now, we are vaxxed, waxed, and ready to rock right now. Chinee, you just said it. Shoot or shoot. And this summer, we got to all be ready to take our best shot.
Look, if we don't have stories of a lifetime from this summer after we've been held in the house for at least 2 years, what you doing with your life? So I'm excited. T-Skills, you ready?
I mean, I have officially.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stop.
Is that the streets calling?
Sounds like the streets.
Can someone pick up real quick?
Wasn't on silent.
I'm ready.
Let me turn off my decline.
In any case, we'll get to that in just a moment.
Send him a voicemail. I don't know how many times that rings.
Your boy has retired from the streets, right? We talked about going to Fisher with it, but
Jersey hanging in the rafters.
Far from that. I'm not going to admit that on national television. Like, I am not going to say that anybody's jersey is up in the rafters. But I will say I am here for my homies, like Mike Golden Jr., like Chinea Gumake, like anybody else that is out here getting into these streets, having a good old time safely. I endorse it. I'm here for it, and I'm here to celebrate it.
So basically, does that mean, Junior, that he's now designated driver?
It sounds like that. Hey. And designated wingman here.
Hey, let's go. I'm here for it.
Chinee, there's no one with a better understanding than someone right in our age range who is now taking that next step. He got down on one knee. He was able to get to the finish line, the promised land that we're looking for. And so I feel like there's no better coach to walk into battle with than Trev.
Hashtag free game Trev. Let's go.
There we go. So that's our top 10 list on the big board. It's up on ESPN Plus for anyone watching. Some of the other candidates in here, Butterfly Karaoke in West Hartford, any sort of drunken karaoke experience. Legend. Texas actually being back maybe with Steve Sarkisian this fall.
Hmm.
Music festivals, international travel.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is probably the one that snuck in here. I had it 25th on the big board, but it's going to be big. We're bringing back the U-Up text.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot.
Another thing your boys retired from. But, yeah, no, send them out. Go ahead.
It works right in tandem with number 24 on the big board, which is accidentally leaving my credit card at bars again.
that's automatic.
That's on brand.
That walk of shame with the shades on the next day, yeah.
No better feeling than walking into that moment. So, if you've got any beef with our list, at Chinee, at Mike Golick Jr., at Trevor Scales on Twitter. Let us know what should be on your 2021 big board for what is left to come. Check Trevor Scales out as part of Sports Nation each and every night ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Him, Ashley Brewer, Taylor Twellman. Great show. Awesome time. Trev, you're the man. We appreciate you helping
us
with the
gang.
Appreciate y'all. Always good to kick it.
A hero.
Stay lotioned, my friend.
Already, bruh.
All lotion all the time around here, even though one of us does not get ashy. But coming up next. Even though if I don't get that, I am getting one-upped here. And it's not just by Chinea Gumake like it happens every day. One of my own has come after me in a big, big way. We'll tell you how that is next here. Chinea and Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinea and Golick Jr., the podcast.
Well, if there's one thing as you're looking at the beautiful scenics of Los Angeles on ESPN Plus, Chinea and Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio, and you, of course, can see us streaming live there, the streets are going to be calling us here. Chinea Ogumike and Mike Golick Jr., so much fun to talk to Trevor Scales, who joined us, host of Sports Nation here on ESPN. We talked about Aaron Rodgers, Steph Curry, the play-in tournament in the NBA, and most importantly, he graded our vibes now that we see we see some hope on the horizon, some ocean views, being able to hang out with people, dap people up. That was so much fun getting through Mike Golic Jr.'s big board of what we want to see. Number one on that list totally should have been me knocking down threes, but like that's honestly light work, so we'll digress to that. We also today were joined by Dan Orlovsky, our own ESPN NFL analyst, and the streets called him to Cleveland, safely, of course, to cover the NFL draft. But more, oh, hold on 1 second. Oh. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yep. Coming in again?
Hey, this is Shanae Ogumike. Yeah. Oh, the streets. Yeah, I'm there. 2020 WNBA season, 2021. We in there. Junior for completely different reasons, but we both out there. Love that. Thanks to the streets. Dan Orlovsky joined us and talked about, you know, the rookie quarterbacks and one that is most likely to succeed immediately, possibly as a day one starter under center. So a lot of fun conversations. We had a very special caller, as you just heard. If you missed any of that, make sure you check out our podcast, Shanae and Gold Jr. What do we say? Subscribe, rate, review. Just show us some love.
Yeah, download it. Leave a nice review. 5 stars only there. You can also check out our conversation before Shanae got here. Bruce Bowen, 3-time NBA champion and ESPN NBA analyst, joined us here. But yeah,
how was his sign off this time? Because he was great. Like, get buckets?
He didn't give us a get buckets this time, Shanae, but it was still smooth as ever because that's all Bruce knows. Anyone that majors in a bow tie the way Bruce Bowen does can't help but be smooth in all scenarios.
Did appreciate Dan Orlovsky's later squad. Like, I like that one as well.
He got good sign-offs around here. We got people who understand themselves around here. That's what we're looking for. That's the energy we keep. Let's do it now. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Shanae and Golic Jr.
Shanae, keeping that same energy, we talked earlier about the worst alcoholic beverage that any of us had had. I said Jaeger bombs were a scourge of the earth. You said you didn't live like that in college, and I understand it. But I want to give a shout out to my mom.
Yes.
At ND Mom, who tweeted in and said her worst drink was Jack Daniels with 151 rum and Tabasco sauce on her 21st birthday.
Can someone explain the Tabasco sauce part?
Just a little extra kick today, because if you thought you didn't hate yourself enough already after shooting Tabasco and 151, well, we'll just add a little bit more on top of that. Variety
Hell
is the
no.
spice of life. And as my dad pointed out, it turned her into jelly. She spent the rest of the night on the floor.
Is that the seasoning that, like, you guys sort of go for? Like, is that where you throw your Tabasco, or?
Listen, I put Tabasco on damn near anything. I didn't know we were doing it with alcohol, but you know what? Mom is allowed to do whatever she wants in that
spot. Biggest winner out of all of us.
Keeping that same energy. How about this, Janae? The Portland Trail Blazers' own Carmelo Anthony now moves into 10th on the all-time scoring list. And for a guy that was out of basketball for a year a while ago, which seems insane now, this is a nice return tour for Carmelo to really come and remind everyone exactly who the guy we're dealing with is.
And it still was strange to hear, like, Portland Trail Blazers star Carmelo.
Yes.
You know, like, even just that framing. But I do love that he's able to extend his career and still move up the scoring list by playing with the Blazers. They really need him now.
Shanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, keeping that same energy. What are the Atlanta Dream going to do now, Shanae? Nikki Collin, their head coach, leaves to take the same position at the head of the Baylor Bears. There's 11 days till the season. What happens now?
Look, Baylor was calling, and she was like, look, I love y'all, but bye. Chunk up the deuces. We out here. Now, that is probably one of the most premier jobs in college sports, period. And so you can't fault her for wanting to leave. It just is 10 days before the WNBA season. Like, that's a tough position. That's really tough. And this franchise has already been through a lot. So, I mean, obviously, this is a great opportunity for hopefully maybe, you know, some diversity, a former player, somebody to assume the realm there where we can make strides as a league overall. But good on Nikki Collin. Good on the Atlanta Dream for hopefully filling that position with someone that will want to be there for the long term and build our league up.
Let's hope so. That's got to be a tough position to be a teammate now on there expecting this. But, Shanae, keeping that same energy, I got to give credit where it's due. I, on this show not too long ago, did a handstand, thought I was real great for a 30-second handstand. Brian Baldinger does a great job breaking things down over at the NFL Network. Hit me with the one-up on this with a handstand and a breakdown. Listen to this. Oh, we're not going to listen, but we're going to see Brian Baldinger. Shanae, he was breaking down the Philadelphia Eagles pick of offensive lineman Landon Dickerson on a headstand there. Now, note the form for anyone watching on ESPN+. Brian Baldinger, I don't know how old he is. He's probably closer to my dad's age here. rock solid delivering takes from a headstand. Janae, does this make you less impressed with my own headstand that we saw here on this show?
Not necessarily, because you said you could do it for a minute and you end up doing it for 45 seconds, so you undervalued yourself at 30. But yeah, to be able to talk himself through it and stay rock solid, that is impressive.
I am amazed. I'm going to give him all the credit in the world. Baldy's breakdowns are a thing of beauty on the internet, but he wasn't workout clothes there, so I feel like
True.
The bar has been raised.
You were in jeans.
I'm going to have to respond in kind here pretty soon. So coming up next, though, great response that we'll get to all this Green Bay Packers drama. Packers great Leroy Butler joins Spain and Fitz at 8:30 here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.